You're listening to Sipping on Some Crime podcast, hosted by Aaron. This podcast covers sensitive and triggering subjects, explicit language, and mature content which may not be suitable for children. As always, all parties are innocent until proven guilty.
Today, I will be discussing the case of Darlene Fitchett. Darlene Fitchett was a 28-year-old mother of three who would vanish from her home on a January night in 1960. Her husband wouldn't report her missing, and when investigators did learn of her disappearance, he told them that Darlene had run off with another man to California. It would take years for this missing case to be deemed a homicide. Darlene Mae Boyd was born March 29, 1931, in North Dakota to Robert and Frances Boyd. She had three siblings, a brother, Robert, and two sisters, Elaine and Kathleen. Darlene would marry Allenson McCallum Fitchett, Jr., who everybody called Lance, to have three children. Darlene and Lance lived with their three children in Des Moines, Iowa, on Pleasant View Drive in Polk County, Iowa. Much is known about Lance and Darlene's relationship, but what we do know is in February 1960, friends and neighbors became concerned when they realized that they hadn't seen Darlene in quite some time and would contact the local police department. The Des Moines Police Department would meet with Lance in February, where he would say that he never reported his wife missing and that she had left on February 8, 1960 to California with another man. It's not clear if they designated her as a missing person then, but on the Iowa Cold Case website, her missing date and date of death is January 19, 1960. Investigators would note that while Lance had claimed that his wife had gone to California with another man, she had left all her belongings behind. At this point, there was not much investigators could do with Darlene's case. In the beginning, there were rumors in the neighborhood and throughout the family that Lance had murdered his wife. It would take 50 years for them to piece together what they believe happened to Darlene. The information on the Iowa Cold Case website states they believe that Darlene was stabbed to death in her home Tuesday night, January 19, 1960, by her husband, Lance. They said around midnight, Lance would wake up his two oldest children, his daughter, Catherine, and his son, and tell them that their mother had left, and they needed to get up because they were going to head to Iowa to go pick up their Aunt Adele, who was one of Lance's twin sisters, and bring her back to Iowa to help care for the kids. At the time of Darlene's disappearance, her oldest daughter was 8, her son Lanny was 6, and Darlene Jeanette, who family calls Jeanette, was only 18 months old at the time. Lance then began stripping the bedding and the curtains from the room where Darlene had been sleeping and where they believed she was murdered. Lance also would trade in his dark green panel truck and come home with a new van the following day when he returned to Iowa. His children remember him acting as if it was just another normal day, and in fact was surprised that they weren't excited about this new vehicle. Lance would continue to insist to his children that their mother just left. Lance was apparently having an affair with another woman who lived on Franklin Street, and Lance moved this woman and her two children into their home, the home he used to share with Darlene, very shortly after his wife went missing. 4 months after moving this woman and her children in with him and his three children, they decided in June 1960 that they were going to move to California as a new family. However, before they left to California, Darlene's mother, Frances Boyd, had arrived at the home that Lance and Darlene shared and confronted Lance and demanded to know what happened to her daughter. Lance's sister, Madeline, who was still there helping care for the kids, would tell Frances that Darlene had left. Frances would decide to take some time and talk to her grandchildren, and she said that Catherine would tell her about the night in January when their father woke them up in the middle of the night, and that he drove them to their aunt's, and that this new woman and her children had moved in, and now they were all going to move to California. With this new information, Francis decided to head to the hardware store where Lance worked to speak directly with Lance, because now the only information at this point she had received from Madeline and her grandchildren. She wanted to hear directly from Lance. Francis had her grandchildren wait in the car while Lance came out of the hardware store and stood in front of the car and spoke with Francis. After that conversation, Lance had given permission in writing to Francis for her to take the three children to Dexter, Iowa, to be raised by Darlene's parents, Bob and Francis. Until 2014, Darlene would be a missing person sitting in a cold case database. It wasn't due to the fact that this case wasn't investigated. The problem was, just at the time when it was being investigated, officers said they had nothing to go off at that point and any direction to take this case. But in 2014, Darlene's daughter will come forward and tell officers that she knows her father murdered her mother over 5 decades ago. She remembers hearing her mother's cry, and then her mother wasn't crying anymore. This information allowed officers to turn this missing case into a homicide investigation, and then they were able to go back and look at the rumors with new eyes. Because there were always rumors swirling around Darlene's disappearance, the children heard them. The neighbors heard them, and the neighbors always said that they knew that Lance had buried Darlene in the basement of the house they shared. These rumors were passed around town so much that even Darlene's children heard them growing up. In 2014, investigators were now looking at the case in a different light and going back and interviewing people. But now, the possible suspect Lance had since died. But that wasn't going to keep them from having urgency in this case, because they said that Darlene's older sister still wanted to be able to find her sister and lay her to rest during her lifetime. The home that Lance and Darlene had once shared in Pleasant View Drive had been sold long ago, and a few owners had since resided in it. The current couple that resided in it had moved in around 2013 and were completely open to cooperating with investigators. When investigators used the ground radar to scan the basement, they did show that there was a hole, possibly dug up under the concrete, pointing to the fact that somebody had disturbed this soil at some point. The hole measured about 5x5, which was just odd to naturally be there. The homeowners agreed to allow investigators to come in and break up about a 10-foot area in their basement, as well as drill holes into sections of the basement to give cadaver dogs a chance to be able to see if they could find more information. Investigators were not able to find any remains, but they do believe that it is possible that Darlene was there and removed to another location when Lance sold the house and moved to California with his new family. In 2014, investigators believed that their old home that they shared together was their best lead. But now, not finding anything, that means they needed to start looking for new clues and new leads and begin following up with them. At this point, it is unknown whether investigators have plans to excavate another site where they believe Darlene's remains are. But for now, Darlene Fitchett's case stands as a homicide, and she has since been legally declared dead. The best thing that we can do for these cases is always continue to share their stories. Somebody may know something they don't know they know. So please share Darlene's story in whatever format you're most comfortable with. As always, I will be providing source links for Darlene's case on my Sipping on Some Crime website. And don't forget, every time we share a face, we get closer to solving a case. Until next time.